The new rules are especially strict for students or scholars who plan to study topics that are considered a security risk. International Student Services Director Judith Broad says the list of risky subjects includes the obvious, like nuclear physics, as well as dozens of others related to potential chemical or biological weapons threats.
If you look under chemical and biomedical engineering, there's a whole list of fields of study, even pharmacology, identified as sensitive to national security.
Broad says foreign students planning to major in these subjects have to go through a background check before they can get a visa.
Those background checks are taking anywhere from 6 weeks to 7 months, and that is certainly creating a new level of delay for our students and scholars.
The requirement for an in-person interview at a U.S. consulate for all foreign students is what's causing the major delay. About 1,400 new foreign students register in Madison each fall. This month, Broad has heard from 30 with visa problems that will cause them to be late or force them to postpone their enrollment until the spring semester. The new rules will also cause delays for at least one of the 35 foreign students planning to study at UW-Stevens Point this fall. He's still waiting for a call from the U.S. consulate in Indonesia to come in for his interview. Meanwhile, international students on campus in Madison are lobbying against the new restrictions. They also want to eliminate fees they've been forced to pay to fund the new security tracking system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.